The problems do not stem from Sky or Teleplus, or anyone like that. I personally know many of the directors of the major broadcasters across Europe, including Stream, and most people I speak to, although they won't admit it, would like to be able to sell their services elsewhere. The restrictions come from the intellectual property right holders. A rights holder is someone who owns the original rights to broadcast, i.e. companies like Disney and Universal Studios, film producers, television program producers, and sports organizations. They encourage their members or negotiators to issue viewing rights to broadcasters in Europe on a country-by-country basis in order to make more money. That system works well in the United States, but the European Union is an incredibly diverse place. We have about 20 major languages and something in the region of 600 dialects, and the ethnic mix in Europe does not stop at international boundaries. Most of the people in Europe who would like to buy international satellite services are itinerant workers, are in mixed-race marriages, have mixed-race parentage, or their job depends on it.
Page 3.
I know of a journalist in Scotland who needs Italian television. It's not a case of wanting it, he needs it for his job. The other major group is academic institutions. Consequently, there is a huge number of subscription viewing cards outside the country of origin. Sky Television admits to 100,000 cards outside the UK. I personally think that that figure is closer to 250,000.